Hello, and thank you guys for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. It is February 24th. What? Where in the world is this year going? And God, what's happening? Again, another fast season. I'm telling you, I love it. That means that he's protecting us more and more things are happening. It is God's speed, and I am all for it. Anyway, today is a wonderful day because he created this day, and this is the day that the Lord has made. And so I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? All right. This is a great day. I am looking at sunshine here in DC, 60 degree weather. We have such a bomb show today. I'm so excited. We got Reg Morales. He's joining us from Australia. He's going to talk about autism and how God delivered him. We got DJ Spive going to be spinning for us. Oh my goodness. We got the Gospel House Mix that's coming up. Then we got my girl Kierica Parker. She's got a brand new book. We're going to talk all about that. So this is going to be ministerial moment. And then what's on my mind? We're talking about it all right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So go ahead, tell your friends, tune in, tell a friend, go ahead and tell them that we got Alexa. We on Google Play. All you got to do is say, hey, Alexa, play. What is it? Hey, Alexa, play BBS radio station number one, and it'll bring you right into the show. On Google, you'll say, hey, Google, play Gina's radio chat, and it'll bring you right into the show. We are live streaming right now on over 125 live streaming networks. Come on, somebody. And we have reached over 1 million listeners worldwide. Oh my God, it's good. Anyway, we've been on the air now. Well, I have with BBS Radio for over almost 6 years now in August. So it's been an amazing ride. It's so much going on, you guys. I can't tell you all in one setting. Let's go ahead and take the weather report right now, and then we'll get started with ministerial moment. Okay, in Washington, D.C., I said earlier it was 60. It is actually 54 degrees, but the high today is going to be 61 degrees. Nothing but sunshine all day long. What a relief after that snowstorm, right? 46 degrees in Detroit, sunny right now, and your high today, that's it. You're going down, and your temperature is going to be 21 when you wake up, 36 tomorrow all day, but you got sunshine. That's pretty good for Detroit. London, you are 59 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 36 degrees. You got showers coming, so be prepared for that. Los Angeles, you are 54 degrees. Your high today is going to be 73 degrees. All sunny. Well, of course, sunshine all week long. It never rains in Southern California. Yeah, but I know you guys did get some rain, but that's okay because the most of the time you guys are sunshine and all day, all night sunshine and clear skies. All right, in Atlanta, we are at 63 degrees and the high is going to be 72. All sunshine, be prepared for that. Let's go here in South Australia, 66 degrees is the high. You're waking up to 57 degrees tomorrow, all sunshine. So that's awesome. Kenya, 97 degrees. That's your high. You know what? You got storms coming, actually, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So be prepared for that, you guys. But your high today is 91, and you got 90 high, upper 90s. All week long. Hawaii, you are 50 degrees right now. You got thunderstorms coming later on, so be prepared for that. Yeah, you got that going on. Let's see. And you got rain pretty much all week. So I was just checking to see. You got rain showers all week until next Friday. You're in the low 60s all week as well, so be prepared for that. All right, in Puerto Rico, you are at 75 degrees. That's your 77 is going to be your high today. Sunshine today. Puerto Rico, 64 degrees. Puerto Rico, hey, Puerto Rico. All right, 64 degrees and sunshine. You got showers coming tomorrow, so be ready for that. All right, you guys, this has been the weather. And so let me tell you what I always say. No matter what's going on, God is in control. What's going on about you, through you, about around you, God is still in control, and God has the final say. So I just want you to know that and know that he's good all the time. We'll be right back after this sponsorship break with Ministerial Moment.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
All right, everybody's looking at you if you're wearing a La Host hair and wig. Go on lahosthairandwig.com and go and purchase your wigs or your products today. They are in over, 310 Walmarts nationwide. So go and check them out. If you are in Kenya, if you are in London, they can ship everywhere worldwide. So go ahead and check out www.lahosthair.com. All right. This is such a blessing. Listen, let me tell you what I'm feeling in my spirit. Okay. So a lot of great things are happening, and I'm noticing the signs of the time, and God is always ministering to us through the, especially in the New Testament, the knowing the times, and we don't know the times. We don't know when he's coming, but we got to move by the Holy Spirit. And so I'm paraphrasing all of that. So, you know, my prayer has been, Lord, let me know the times. I don't want to be sleeping. I want to be awake. Let me know. You know, if I got to run, I want to run. I don't want to like wait to see a stampede and then I pick up and start running and I'm late because everybody done picked up the momentum. I want to be ready to run at bang. You know, when the gun go off, like I'm on the track field, I want to go. As soon as the Holy Spirit say, run, doggone it, I ain't looking around. I'm about to run, okay? That's where I want to be. And so I've been praying about that. And I've been praying. The only way you can do that is though if you living in God's truth. And a lot of people are having issues with that. Truth is a problem for a lot of people. People find it very challenging to live in God's truth. They don't want to hear it because it hurts, but it sets you free. So that's the weird thing, right? Is that, you know, the truth, and the Bible says the truth will set you free. But it's the reason why I believe God had to let us know that it sets us free is because a lot of people don't like the truth. And so the enemy got, because of the pain of it all, it's like it goes against what we're believing or what was comfortable for us or what made sense to us, what we reasoned with. And so God's truth always shakes that kind of stuff up. Like if we are only living by what we understand, or if we only, you know, living and walking by something that is fictional, then of course, when God's truth comes, it's going to shake some stuff up. It's going to pierce us. It's going to strip us. And a lot of people don't like the process of pain. It hurts. You know, it hurts. A lot of people don't like to be wrong. You know, they don't like to admit that they're wrong. You know, pride gets in the way. And when they stood on something for so long and believed it for so long, when God brings truth, it literally hurts them to the point that, you know, they don't want it. You know, they don't want the truth. And so I'm just encouraging people today that the truth is what is going to set you free. And yes, it does hurt, but I'd rather be in pain for a moment and living in liberty. I'd rather be hurting for a second, knowing that God is in it, knowing that God is delivering me and setting me free, and then and live in eternity and live in freedom and live in peace and joy. I mean, the only reason why he tells us the truth is because he wants to protect us. He doesn't want us to be misled by the enemy. You know, we should be thankful that he brought truth to us, that he brought light to something. But what happens is, and I made a post about it on my social media because it just came in my spirit like a wind and just sat there in my spirit. And the bottom line is that what we call, what we think is a lie, I mean, when people are actually telling us the truth, we call it demonic. You know, when God is telling us, and it brought me to when I think about, when I read about Jesus, how he walked the earth and he was healing people, right? And he was healing people and they said that he was operating in a demonic realm because he was healing people. You know, I mean, they didn't want to hear the truth. And so people, they call it demonic, or they say they jealous of me, or, you know, they hating on me. But if you believe that the devil is not going to mislead you in any kind of way, if you believe for a second that you know all like God, or if you believe for a second that you are not still yet teachable and that God is completing the work, he hasn't finished it, he's completing the work. If you have not understood when Paul said, I do the things that I don't want to do, and the things that I do, I don't do, who's going to deliver me? He still had struggles even as an apostle. So he was doing things that he didn't want to do. So there's things that we still do. There's ways that we still think, the things that we still say, and we reason with them because we would rather be comfortable in a lie than to hear the truth. And God says the truth will set you free, because a lie will show enough keep you in bondage. So for me, whenever God brings truth to me, you know, I don't have a problem with being wrong. You know what I mean? It's not a problem for me to say, you know what, I thought I heard him, or I thought he wanted me to go here, or I thought he wanted me to do that or this. It's nothing wrong with being wrong. The only person that knows about it is God, and the people that may not appreciate your honesty maybe shouldn't even be around you anyway, because a real follower of Jesus, those that really follow him and those that really love you, are definitely going to support and understand, girl, or, you know, sis, I get it. You know, I've been, you know, I know. But you know what? At least he told you. At least you didn't lose your life. At least you didn't lose all your money. At least you didn't lose, you know, a lot of time. Thank God he told you the truth, so you wouldn't, the enemy wouldn't just take over and win over you altogether. I mean, it's so many perspectives that we can look at things instead of allowing pride to keep us bound in lies. And lies only attract more lies. So the more you believe a lie, then he's going to send the devil is going to send confirmation of the lie, so you can feel all good and, ooh, that's confirmation, and, you know, and getting and looking for more prophecies and people lying to you and things like that. And I'm not saying that all prophecies are lies, but if you are in a, if what about if the one prophecy, the one prophet come and tell you the truth, what God is saying, this is not your time. I'm going to give you an example. Like, listen to this for a second. Okay, now, this is what happened. I was believing that I was going to go to Liberia, right? I was going to go to Liberia. Me and my assistant, we was ready to go. We got our shots. We got our medication. We was ready. We believed. We prayed about it. We believed it. We heard God say it. I believed it. I was like, let's go. She believed it because that was her country. She was like, let's go. And we were all for it. Got my passport ready. We ready. I got somebody to keep my son for 2 weeks. You know, we are ready. We went to Detroit, got my son set up in daycare, got him with one of my other members of the church, and she was going to keep him for me while me and my the other girl was going to Liberia. We was going to do ministry and everything. People was praying for us. It was going, and we was almost gone. And I mean, it was such resistance, though. Once we got to Detroit, it was such resistance all of a sudden. I finally said, you know what? I need to find out what's going on. So I went on, because I've been in full-time ministry for 18 years. So my whole life, I don't have a schedule. My schedule is God. I do whatever he tells me to do. That's it. And so I went into prayer, and I prayed about it. And I remember, and I said, Lord, I just want to know your truth. I went to a conference in Detroit, and I had somebody pray with me, and they said to me, now this is the real deal. She said to me boldly, and I could appreciate it so much, I don't see you going to Liberia. She was the only person that said that to me. The only one that was bold enough to say that to the apostle, I don't see you going there. No, I don't see that. And you know what? I said, you know what, God, thank you. Before we wasted a dime of winning territory that was before my time, before, you know, something, some backlash had to hit my son, before, you know, I got up in that plane and God forbid you wanted to stop me so bad so it wouldn't be bring a curse on my son. I didn't die in a plane crash. I'm so thankful. I don't have a problem with being wrong. What I have a problem with is that people around me that calls themselves believers and followers of Jesus that will sit there and entice and keep a lie going. If you see me sinking, hello, tell me somebody, because I'm sure enough going to tell you. The blood of your life spiritual journey is not going to be on my hands. If I see that the devil is playing with you or lying to you, I'm going to tell you the truth. That's it. You don't have to be my friend. It's just like with your kids. Your kids don't, they're not your friend. You got to be the heavy sometimes. You got to lead them the right way. You got to discipline them. And sometimes they're not going to like it. Sometimes they're not going to want to talk to you no more. Sometimes they're not going to even want to look at you. Sometimes they might talk about you behind your back. Does that sound like the kids in the body of Christ? I think so. And guess what? You don't have to like me. You don't ever have to talk to me again. But if you come around me with all the sacrifices that I made, with all of the prayers that I've done, with all the fasting that I've done, and I can't live in a lie, if you around me, you won't be living in a lie either. I'm just going to tell you just like that. So I'm very glad that God has placed that in my heart. I'm really, really believing God to really reveal his truth to his people, because so many people are stagnated and living in bondage because they're not living in God's truth. It's okay if God, if you just surrender all to him. It's okay if you wait on the Lord. It's okay if you trust him to move, if you trust others that he sent, that you can be on the right track. I thank God so much for people that are trustworthy, that hold me accountable. You know, when I fall short, they tell me. You know what I'm saying? If I'm reasoning with something, they will tell me. Then I'm not looking for somebody to tell me what I want to hear, them itchy ears. I'm not looking for somebody to puff me up because I'm insecure. I'm not looking for somebody to validate me because I feel unworthy. I'm not looking for all that. You know what I'm looking for at the age of 52 years old? And God, I thank you that it's better late than never. What I'm thankful for is that I am not in the same place that I was when I was a child, when I was younger. I am in a place now, for God I live and for God I will die. I don't care if I got to walk this thing by myself. Since this pandemic, I have loved just being with God. I have loved sacrificing the negativity and the lies. I have loved separation, period. I have loved it. I don't even want to go back out. I'm not even going to lie. I have loved spending time with God and walking in his truth. I cannot live in a lie no more. The devil has taken way too much of my life. I am going to live the rest of my days living in truth. And if I stumble, if I fall short, I'm just thankful that my Father is so gracious that he will pick me up and say, "That's all right, daughter. That's all right. You went the wrong way, but that's all right. I'm going to take you this way. You're going to go the right way because you know what? You surrendered to me. You trusted me. You believed me and you accepted my forgiveness and you accepted my grace." How dare we be a follower of Jesus Christ and not even humble ourselves to be wrong? So I hope that this blessed somebody. I'm telling you now, if you come around me or get on the line with me, you're going to get nothing but the truth. If I tell my truth, your truth is going to get dealt with too. You're not going to come around me with demons and think that I'm going to pacify the enemy binding you or keeping you in bondage. I want you to be free. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be free. So if you can't see and I see, I'm going to lead you the way to the light. That's all. I'm going to say what thus say the Lord, and that's it. So my prayer is that people, You know, wake up now, because the devil wants you distracted. People, whatever you think is the bomb.com right now, God's got something better. People, God is looking for a people that will surrender all to him, that loves him more than anything else, and that will prioritize him more than any position, title, job, book, business or product or person or marriage or children. He wants to be priority. He wants to be priority over your emotions, your loneliness, your feeling rejected, your I don't know why I'm like this, I'm worrying about everything. He wants to be priority over your doubt. He wants to be priority over your anxiousness. He wants to be priority over your kids. He wants to be priority. And so if you speak in anything else outside of that line in this season of judgment, I am going to tell you what thus say the Lord and bring you right on back to daddy. Because all he can do is heal all of that, deliver you from all that, and set you free with truth. Read your Bible, keep praying, keep fasting, and you will speak the language of your Father, because he will give you the heart of the Father and the mind of Christ. I hope this bless you all. This has been Ministerial Minutes, and we'll be right back after these messages. I love you guys.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Cree. I'm a board-certified family medicine physician. And remember that your health is your wealth. And you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, so we're getting ready right now for that interview with Reg Moraz from Australia. Man, let me tell you something. This interview right here blessed me so well, because I love hearing about miracles just that God does. I mean, and even the most challenging ones that you don't hear about often, people just kind of get the diagnosis and kind of just accept it and just move along with it. But to hear that God actually can intervene with things like that, you know, autism and Alzheimer's and dementia, things like that, that is so powerful. Lupus, that is so powerful to me. So listen to this interview that I did with Reg. This was so good.
And as promised, I am with Reg Moraz, straight from Australia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Gina. I think after a number of calls, we finally made it to get in touch with each other.
Yes, because the time difference is so, I mean, it took a lot. So this is going to be an amazing interview, everybody. I love this guy. We communicate all the time through email, and it's just been so good. For the last month or so, we've connected through Charisma, and you have a podcast. Yep. And tell everybody about your podcast.
Basically, Charisma magazine has given me a time slot, which is like every week, and I do a podcast called Autism Overturned. I try to work with parents and with their children who have got either autism, Asperger's, or OCD. Some of these three conditions, I had that in my real life. Out of my own experience, when I met my Savior Jesus, he healed me dramatically and miraculously. And now today I see a lot of children in my church and also around the globe, children are getting healed out of these three conditions. And that's what I do on a regular basis with the podcast over there, trying to direct and give them spiritual insights how to see miracles can take place with children with these conditions.
Wow. So how many years, so you were born with autism, and then so how you gave your life to Christ, what age was that?
13 years I was an autistic kid, non-verbal, unable to communicate, tried to kill myself on, I think, the year 1975, 1976, 1977, drank cockroach poison and rat poison to kill myself, and until the age of 14, I met this man called Paul Yonggi Cho, one of the greatest evangelists of all times in South Korea.
Yes, we know of him. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was Dr. Paul Yonggi Cho who brought the gospel in Singapore, and I think there was about 80,000 people in the biggest soccer stadium in Singapore. And on the seventh day of the crusade, I gave my heart to Jesus, and I said to him, "If I give my heart to you with all my mental issues I was having, I did not even know what I was doing really, but I really gave my heart." And I said to him, "If you were to heal me, and then you will have me for the rest of my life serving you until the last breath of my life." And so within a year, I was sitting in my classroom. Something like a dark cloud passed over me in the classroom. And I stood up in the middle of the classroom, and I just shouted to myself and to the entire class, "I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay." I got suspended for the class, and from that day onwards, my autism was no longer there. And then after that, it took another 6 more years or 7 more years before God healed me. The toughest one of the whole lot is the OCD.
Oh, wow. Wow. So tell us something about how your testimony going through the podcast, how many lives, I mean, how is it affecting so many people? And are you getting people from all over the world that are just contacting you with this topic?
Yes, ma'am. Look, I can't thank Charisma enough. I think they have made this possible. We get people from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, San Diego in California, Louisiana, New York, all different parts of the United States, plus also in England, London, England, Europe, and obviously the subcontinent and Asia. So there are families are following me right at this moment, and I give them insights. And there's been a child in San Diego who hasn't been speaking for at least 6 years, I would say, and it was a non-verbal child and autistic in non-verbal. But in the last 2 months also, that family has been following the Charisma Podcast Network on what I've been teaching. Now that child is starting to talk, starting to speak, starting to pray, even including starting to eat vegetables. I think you would know that autistic kids, for some unknown reason, I've done this as well when I was not an autistic child. We don't like to eat vegetables for whatever the reasons are. Now the child is starting to eat, starting to talk, starting to speak, starting to interact with the teachers, and they are completely gobsmacked what God has done in their child's life.
Oh, my goodness. This is so amazing, Reg. I mean, totally amazing. I'm telling you, this
Amen.
Is something. Tell everybody the name of the podcast.
Yep. The name of the podcast is Autism Overturned.
Autism Overturned, and you can get that on podcasts, on all podcast networks, CPN network, that is, with Apple, and you, I think it's YouTube as well. They're everywhere. Wherever podcasts are streaming, you can go on CPN network and look him up. Also, you have books, right? You've written some books, or you got a book that's coming out?
Yes, ma'am. I think there is a book that I've released recently, a book called Gethsemane Walk. I've written over about 245 pages. It's a book that basically focuses on the life of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, how he got his three disciples, Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, when he asked them to pray. Scripture tells us very clearly Jesus found them sleeping, but in the midst of all this, he overcomes all this difficult period of his time, and then he goes through the cross of Calvary. So I've looked at, analyzed each scripture by scripture on that particular chapter, and I put it together, you know, for all of us as Christians, we do go through Gethsemane Walk. And I think some of us don't know what to do with that. Either, you know, we feel like pulling our hair out, or either we're, you know, feeling like, you know, giving up the battle. So this is the latest book I've actually written. I think I wrote it about, it took me 2 years to write it, but I just released it just before Christmas. And that book is available at this moment on an e-copy, ma'am.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations. That is exciting. We need you. God bless you to put you on this earth to help us out with these special topics, because it's very unique. Not everyone has an anointing for this, and you've actually overcome it through being delivered. So God has given you that special anointing, and I want you guys to follow him and tell everybody where they can follow you on social media and connect with you.
Yes, ma'am. I think there's a Facebook group called Rich Marias, and if you, to those parents in particularly who have got either your child, either who is has got a OCD or Asperger's or autism, you can connect with me. And after that, there's a private group called within the Facebook page of mine, Breaking the Spirit of Autism. There's something like about 200 families are in there right at this time, and I guide them, help them, and I try to appear every so often to give them insights as to what God can actually do for your child. The entire mission, I have been a pastor for the last 31 years, but I'm praying for autistic kids, Asperger's, OCD is the passion that I carry. That's simply because I'm a walking, talking textbook. I know what goes on in a child's mind, and I know how to cry, and I know how to break down with the children and with the parents, because that's where I've been through, and this is what I've been doing for the last many years.
Oh, my God. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, follow him. Get connected with him. Thank you, Ridge Marias. I appreciate you all the way from Australia. Hopefully, we'll be doing other things together in the near future.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for this golden opportunity, and thank you for this interview. Really appreciate it. And thank you to all your followers and all your people who actually follow your ministry.
Amen. Glory to God. All right. Thank you so much. All right. That was Ridge Marias from Australia. Thank you so much. We just love him, right? He's got to come back on and visit us again soon. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with DJ Dave Spivey with Gospel House Mix. Oh, God, y'all. I love this segment. We'll be right back.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains.
That was powerful,
your freedom,
right?
Comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the keys against the enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the keys against the enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Green. You can find me at greenlines.com. I want you to know that I'm a big fan of Dr. Gina's. And she's blessed me so much over my years. We've had a very good godly kingdom relationship. I've had her on my show, the Green Lines podcast, many times. I always love having her back. She's a great guest. And I'll tell you what, you're going to learn a lot from her radio show. So don't just keep her to yourself. Don't just come on and listen to Dr. Gina. Knock on a next door neighbor's door and say, hey, you got to tune in Dr. Gina. Talk about her at church. Talk about her. About her in the hills and the byways. So I know you're going to learn a lot from Dr. Gina today and every day. And now I'm going to just turn you over to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
DJ Dave Spivey, Gospel House Mix.
That God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
See my Savior, and I'm gonna be gone.
To keep it going and it just stops. Anyway, that's because it's 5 minutes on Dr. Gina's radio chat, but you can catch DJ Spivey on Instagram at DJ_Dave_Spivey. Again, at DJ_Dave_Spivey and connect with him. He posts all the time his music and tells you where to go, but he is on YouTube, DJ Dave Spivey, so check him out. He does stuff worldwide, baby. That's what it's all about. We love him right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Okay. All right. Okay. We are live right now with this young lady. I've been knowing her for 6 years now. She bought my first book. She reminded me of all of that today when she did her post. Anyway, she is now an author, and it's all about mental health. Please help me welcome Kierica Parker. Welcome to the show, Kierica.
Anyway, she is now an author, and it's all about mental
health.
Hello?
Please help me welcome Kierica Parker. Welcome to the show, Kierica.
Hey, Dr. Gina. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen, because you got me louder on something.
Can you hear me, Dr. Gina?
It's like an echo, Kierica, because okay, I think you're listening to me and talking to me at the same time.
I was. So I turned you off.
Okay. Welcome to the show, because, yeah, now we can hear each other clearly, and that's what's important. I will definitely send you a link to the archive so you can have this and listen to it and everything. But we are live right here, girl. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Can't complain.
Okay. So tell us about the book. Introduce the name of your book for us.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So the name of my book is Your Mental Health Matters to Him.
Okay.
And it was, as you shared, it was written with by me when I was named Kierica Parker, but I recently was married, so I'm Kierica Brown now.
Okay. So tell us about the mental health. What led you to write the book?
What led me to write the book is it's always been on my heart. Like, I've always been a writer. When I was younger, I used to write, like, raps, poems, stories. And then I went into performing poetry, and then, you know, I got my degree from Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis, and my major was English with that, and so writing has, like, always been in my heart, and so I did a program in 2019 called Momentum Education, and within that program, we had 90 days to create different goals that we wanted to have. And since that was a goal I always had was to write, the book was, you know, at the top of the list. And so I wanted to share about my mental health journey. And since I was really tapping more into my faith, and God was just calling me to write about him and write about how his scriptures have helped me along my mental health journey, how the scriptures have, like, reformed, like, how I think of myself, how I think of issues, how I think of incidents, and, like, how I ground myself. So I was able to pull from those scriptures that have helped me or that have relatable moments to me in my life and was able to write about them as encouragement for other people.
Well, let me tell you something. Mental health is very much on the top of the radar at this point. It's one of the many things that people are becoming more open about more and more as the time goes by. You know, a decade ago, nobody would want to admit they had anything mental, and put mental and an issue to together, you wasn't going to hear that. you know, especially in our culture of color, you know, depression, we didn't have time for that. Anxiety, what is that? I mean, we got to pay the bills. We always, you know, we had good times. We had, you know, Archie Bunker, and they always living just to pay the bill. You know what I'm saying? That was what we had until one day Bill Cosby came. And I think even though that gave a lot of us hope as far as the Huxtables and that those characters there, I think it really even put more pressure on a lot of people that just couldn't ever imagine their life being like that. You know, because they knew that their reality was, I gotta eat cheese, brown nose, and if I make one mistake because I'm black, I can lose my job. You know what I'm saying? And I got these five kids, these four kids, my man done left me. You see what I'm saying? It's a lot of scenarios. Right. Although that also helped, though, break the mold for generational curses. But I say all that to say, because we're talking more about mental issues, and how now it's like it really has worn people out. You know, people have committed suicide, they become addicted to, you know, other substance, you know, street substance, even prescription substance, you know, and things like that. And lives have been just, time has been stolen, you know, because of the just not being able to talk about the issues. You know, hey, I'm struggling, you know, sometimes I don't even want to get out of bed, you know, sometimes I want to just close myself in a room and don't even look at my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, mental health is so many different ranges. Wouldn't you agree? Like, from even postpartum, you know, postpartum to, you know, overworked, or, you know, maybe a broken heart can cause you to have mental issues. You know what I'm saying? Somebody just left you for no doggone reason, you know? You know, so it's so many different things. And so I'm glad that, you know, God has equipped you and enabled you to write this book and be used as one of the many tools out there that people can go to and actually, you know, have the transparency, you know, to be able to know, hey, this person actually knows. She's not just clinically giving me a diagnosis or just saying, you know, what's biblically correct. She's actually telling me about her walk. I can see this walk, and I'm a walk this journey from her example. I think that's really powerful. So now that you have gotten the book out, how does it feel to be, you know, first-time author and all of that?
It feels really good. It's definitely causing a lot more introspection for me and, like, really researching what mental health is and the difference between mental illness. Now, I did share about my mental illness, which is bipolar disorder, that I suffered with, that I've lived with for about 10 years now. But okay. What people don't realize is, like, mental health and mental illness are two different things. They're not the same thing. Everybody has mental health. Everybody. So all of those characteristics that you shared about of your growth, the situations that you grew up in.
Okay, so those would be mental issues.
Yes, that's your mental health. Those things contribute to your mental health. How you respond to things, how you think about things, how you process things. That's regarding to everybody's mental health. Now, mental illness is a difference. Mental illness does play a part in, you know, with bipolar disorder, a chemical imbalance, or, you know, if you have, you know, schizophrenia, or if you have anxiety or things like that, there could be an imbalance or things that, if it's a longevity, if it's a long period of time, if it goes on. And that's where, like you said, a psychiatrist or a therapist can come into play to kind of help you process that or diagnose that or verify, do you need medication? Is this longevity, or are you going through a bout of depression? You know, I'm still here to support you. So starting the book started off as just me writing my story. But since I've written my story, I'm like, you know, going down the rabbit hole of doing so much research and wanting to become an advocate and finding ways of, like, how I can support other people, you know, while I'm supporting myself. And
also like digging deep with my therapist, uncovering more that I didn't know, you know, the past traumas in my life of how they may impact me, you know, being a wife now, being a mother, you know, working my job and, you know, all of these other levels in my life that, you know, I didn't know I could experience because mental illness tried to take me out. So, yeah, the book started all that.
That's amazing. I'm so, you know what, Kierica, I'm so excited about the journey and the path that God is taking you because it's going to help so many other people. You know, so many other people don't even take the time out to get the diagnosis of any of these, well, it's not issues, but the diagnosis of bipolar and all of that stuff. And, you know, so it's really good that God is taking you down a journey for that. Tell everybody where they can buy your book.
You can buy my book on Amazon. It's listed again under Your Mental Health Matters to Him. You could, you know, find me on Instagram at I am Kierica, K-E-E-R-I-C-A, Kierica, Erica with the key. So, but yeah, that's how you can connect with me. And, you know, and I'll just be sharing more. You can click on my link in my Instagram bio to save your email address. So that I can, you know, I'm going to start sending out, sharing more about scriptures that are impacting us, like, and how that really plays into your mental health journey and how, you know, God is really there for us. We just really have to tap into the words that he's given us. We really have to tap into the scriptures that he's equipping us with.
Because the word of God, plain and simply, will just transform your mind, transform your heart, mm-hmm. and it just will be a blessing to your soul overall. It just the word of God is just that alive and powerful, and it is a healing right in there. We just have to discipline ourselves and take the time to believe that, trust the process, and allow it to happen. Because the moment you do, God will honor that, and it will be a quick delivery. And also, you know, Christian counseling is available. I'm a Christian counselor. You know, you can do both. You could do a therapist. You could do a Christian counseling so you can get godly principles along the way as well with your journey, because that helps a lot to have someone that can know the spiritual aspect of the mental situation and how the enemy loves to come in and try to steal your mind and keep you bound. So, yes, go and check out her book and go and check her out on social media. Say it again, the name of the book and your social media so they can follow you again.
Definitely. Thank you, Dr. Gina. It's Your Mental Health Matters to Him. And again, my name's Kierica. You can find me at Kierica Brown. On Instagram, I am at I am Kierica. I am Kierica.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you, girl. Full circle. Won't he do it? God is so amazing.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. All right, you guys. What an amazing show. We're now to the end. Okay. And as you know, I've been doing, you know, just tapping into this internet world as far as doing internet radio, but just kind of, you know, inviting my Facebook family to join on with us. And so I'm really excited. I wanted to shout out to y'all. I didn't really get to say that on air. It was Janet, Pastor Softer, James Harris, so many others of you, Charles Pickett, Shirley Pat, thank you for joining us on the Facebook network. And you guys, of course, you know I love you guys always. Every Wednesday, you're so faithful. All right, but we got a couple of seconds. I see Doug. All right, what's on my mind? I just want us to lighten up and just know that God is so in control. You know, if we just let go and just fall into the bosom of God, we will know that God has a better plan than we do. I know I talked a lot about this earlier, but I just wanted to say that's on my mind just in closing. Trust God. If you don't trust nobody else, which you will be delivered from, once you choose to trust God and let him take you through the process of increasing your trust, you will be able to see who is God. You will be able to recognize God's truth. You will be able to see his love. You will want it. You will be desperate for it. You will want to always be right in his bosom where he loves you so much. You know, he loves us so much that he gave up his only begotten son for us to have eternal life. Somebody actually got ripped, plucked, pierced, pulled, stretched, you know, clawed, and beat to almost unrecognition, hung nails in the hand, nails on the cross, thorns on his head, vinegar on his lips, I mean, pierced on the side. Like, listen, you know the devil don't want you to trust God. That ain't nothing but the devil. And you know, if you don't trust God, you ain't going to be able to trust really God's truth operating in other people that he will send to you to help you stay on track. So I'll encourage you, read the five first books of the New Testament. Sit at the feet of Jesus like a disciple that you are called to be, a follower, and let him out of his mouth through the word, because he is the word. As you read it, God will breathe in it, and it will become alive, a rhema word to you, and it will transform you, mind, body, and soul. And you will now then get to know the voice of God, and you will then get to see his love, and then you will trust him more. And you know what else I love about the five first books of the New Testament? It simplifies everything. It just simplifies it. The weights start coming off, the false burdens, the false responsibilities, and you get to just be God's child. You get to be chosen, and you get to be childlike. All right? So I just want you to just know that's on my mind, is that you just live free in Jesus' name. All right, you guys. This has been Ministerial Moment. Oh, no, it hasn't. This has been Dr. Gina's Radio. Some of my people calling me and stuff, y'all. I'm sorry. This has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I love you guys for listening. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.